Delaware is one of many states seeing a rise in scammers who are stealing money from people on government assistance, like food assistance. From the Delaware desk, Sarah Mueller has details.
Go ahead and tap it.
Credit and debit cards currently have security features like chips and tap technology. They prevent bad actors using skimmers at store registers from stealing funds from the cards. While that's helpful for debit and credit card customers, the EBT cards issued by states across the country to people on food and cash assistance don't have those features, and thieves have been exploiting those gaps to steal from those with the least. Zykea Riddick gets about $1,000 a month from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to feed her four kids. She was already fighting to keep her electricity on when she stopped at a convenience store for a drink. The register said insufficient funds. More than $800 in SNAP benefits had been stolen, leaving her with just 90 cents.
I've heard it happening to people, but I guess I'm one of those people that feel like, oh, that wouldn't happen to me.
Last year, the USDA reimbursed nearly $1 million to Delawareans who filed fraud claims. But the federal government stopped reimbursing stolen benefits at the end of last year. Delaware and other states say victims have no choice but to wait until they get benefits again the following month. Riddick says she's frustrated.
There's nothing that they can do. They're telling me that I have to register for food banks, which is a little difficult because, again, I'm a single mom. I would have to basically call out of work or be late for work in order to make it to the food bank.
Salam Bhatti is with the Food Research and Action Center. He says outfitting SNAP EBT cards with chips and other security features is the best way to prevent thefts.
Without these protective measures, the SNAP card is essentially a glorified hotel key.
Bhatti says right now, the cards only have a magnetic stripe and PIN code that skimmers at cash registers can use to clone the cards and use elsewhere.
SNAP participants don't typically find out that their benefits have been stolen until the next time they go to the store and they try to use it. Unfortunately, they end up having to leave and go home empty-handed.
The private sector added chips to credit and debit cards nearly 10 years ago. But Bhatti says making the switch for EBT cards will be costly. Currently, just two states, California and Oklahoma, are making the move to issue chip EBT cards for SNAP recipients. Delaware lawmakers have not filed legislation to address EBT card thefts. But its neighbor, Pennsylvania, is advancing a bipartisan bill that would require a report to detail how the state could make the leap to chip cards. PA State Representative Dan Williams says making this transition would help thousands of Pennsylvania victims struggling without help to survive after scammers steal their benefits.
In my view, this is the worst kind of fraud. I mean, this is literally stealing food from the mouths of babes.
Pennsylvania U.S. Senator John Fetterman is also working to reintroduce legislation to provide all states federal funding to issue EBT cards with chips. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.